In the Mishnah, we had an argument between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chachamim if blood of Korbanos got mixed up. One is above the line, one is below the line. Rabbi Eliezer says, you know, one is a chatzos which goes above the line and the oil below the line. Rabbi Eliezer says, you pour them both above the line. And you imagine that the blood that's there, that part of the oil, is actually like water. So it has no effect. And the Rabbanon say, you just pour it down the chute. Says the Gemara, right in the middle of the page, Pei Aleph, Amar Aleph, Amar Abayis and Abayi, Loi Shanu, when is this argument talking about? Ela Tchilas Chattas Ve'Oila, we're talking about, you want to spray a Chattas and an Oila, both in the beginning, so that's a Mechlek, Zabla Zachamim. Avo Soiv Chattas, let's say, you already brought the Chattas on top, and then you're supposed to bring the rest of the chattas on the bottom directly into the chute. The oil has to be sprayed against the wall. If the end of the chattas got mixed up with an oil, the beginning of an oil, then divrei hakol mokum oil mokum shiraim. Then everyone has no problem, because even though the chattas, the leftover remnants, has to go down the chute, there's nothing wrong if you put it on the side wall of the mizbeach and then it runs down from there. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda said, that's not true. Hachir Rabbi Yehuda, even though the chatas belongs in the bottom, but has to go directly down the chute, Shirayim Tzirichin Itzdaba, it has to be directly onto the chute. You cannot put it against the wall. You have to pour it directly down that chute over there. So therefore, it's not good enough. Rabban would argue, even if it's the leftover of the chatas and the oil, it's no good. How does he translate the word Itzdaba? The base, okay. So no, you have to pour directly down the chute. You cannot pour it against the wall. So Chacham would argue even there. And in fact, the Gemara says, another machlek is saying, V'chein omer abshim, and Shlokish says, and loishanu elot chilas chatas. The Shlokish agrees to Abaye, the loishanu elot chilas chatas. The argument of Chacham is only when you haven't sprayed yet any of the blood of the chatas. The oil won't belong on top, won't belong on the bottom. Rabban say you just pour it down the chute. Avol save chatas v'oil. But if it's a remnant of the chatas and the oil, divrei hakol, everyone holds mokum oil, mokum shirayim. Everyone holds at the same place where you spray the oil, you can spray the leftover of the chatas, which means even though it has to go down the chute, leftover chatas, pouring it on the wall and eventually ends up in the chute is good enough. Rabbi Yechon says, "V'temer Rabbi Lozer, adayni machlekes." That even in that case, they argue because the chum hold you cannot. The chatas cannot be poured against the wall. The chatas has to be actually gone directly down the chute. Says the Gemara, "Mosiv Rabbi Huna by Yehuda." Rabbi Huna, you ask a question. It says in pasuk when by a b'choysher and by a b'choyer of a sheep or a goat, it says it cannot be redeemed. Koydish heim, they are koydish. And you should sprinkle the bottom of the bear. What do you mean, Kodesh? We pay Aleph and Aleph about Amad Aleph. You're looking at a base. About eight lines on the bottom. That's on the base. Amad Aleph is always the first side. That's it. So, Mosiv Rav Huna by Yehuda, Rav Huna, who you ask a question, it says in Apostle, Kodesh Haim, that the Bechayr, Shari, and the Bechayr, they are holy. That's actually the word Kodesh Haim. Why did they say Kodesh Haim? So it means, it teaches you, Sh'im nis arev bedam kochim achedim, that if it got mixed up with other blood from other kochim, Ezekiel, you can still be makrevit. You can still bring it up. Now, what would you know if this Bechayr, that's under the line, got mixed up with an oil that's on the line, you can bring the good. My love, how can that be? Saif oil b'choir. Obviously, what's the chiddush? If it's exactly the same carbon we learned before already, the same carbon, you can bring them both. You just say, this is for this. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is, must be talking about the end of an oil which has to be thrown down the chute, and the b'choir which has to be sprinkled on the wall. And the chiddush is, that's still good enough, because even though it has to go down the chute, if you sprinkle against the wall, eventually it'll run down the chute, good enough. Shmam namakam, oilam makam shirayim, that the place of the oil is the place of shirayim is good enough. No. Maybe the pasuk is talking about, no, chilas oil b'choir. No, makes no difference the beginning of an oil, the end of an oil. The pasuk is even talking about telling you the beginning of an oil. The beginning of an oil b'choir could be exactly the same place. But if taka would be the end of an oil, which has to go down the chute, and the beginning of a b'choir, which has to go against the wall, they wouldn't be compatible. Now, so what's the chiddush of the oil b'choir? Aren't they exactly? Well, my kamasha, what's the chiddush then? Since the same place, the chiddush is the ain oilim avatn, says that the oilim do not cancel each other out. The chiddush is that the oily do not cancel each other out. So even though one is far out, has a lot more capacity or far greater quantity, then the other one, nevertheless, they don't cancel each other. That's a chiddush. Even both go below the line, but one is an oil, one is a b'chor. I would have thought of the blood of the oil is greater, because let's say the b'chor is a lamb, and the oil is a bull. So maybe it would be so much more blood and it wouldn't be good. Kamashla, then it's amavatlis. That's a chiddush. You tell me the whole chiddush is mekodesh haim, that one type of blood does not cancel the other type of blood. Don't be learning from Yom Kippur. Hi, don't be learning from Yom Kippur. One of the avodas on Yom Kippur is that he should says it says possibly will look, he takes medam apart from the blood of the bull and matamasoyin and the blood of the goat, and he places them on the corners of his bayach. And according to one opinion, they're both mixed together. Not that he does it separately, but they're both mixed together. How can you do that? Because even though the blood of the bull is a lot more than the blood of the goat, it doesn't matter. They're not mevatel each other. So we already know this concept from there. So what are you kodesh haim for? Must be that kodesh haim is to tell you that the blood of an oiler, the end, which has to go down the chute, it's good enough if you put it against the wall, just like the pchayr. Says the Gemara, in fact, tanoi hi. It's a machlekes tanoi. This thing here, where do you learn out the concept that blood is not mevatel blood? Ika denafklei macha, that those who learn it from here, let's say kodesh haim, ika denafklei macha. So those who learn it from dama par v'dama soir. So it's not, you can't ask that question. Those who learn from kodesh haim, and that's therefore you have nothing to do with the fact of the shirayim of the oil. It's not the shirayim of the oil at all, because it has to go directly down the chute. We're talking like what do you call it? Like Rabbi Yosef and Ish Lakish, we're talking about we're talking about so like Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yosef. And what do you need kodesh haim for? To tell you that they don't bat each other. Telling what Moshe Rav Ravas comes along and asks a question. It says in Pasuk, the krivay bnei Aaron hakohenim zadam, they should be marked with blood. By an oil, it says, the shechtit, and then they bring the blood. And then it says again, v'zorkus adam, and they spray the blood. Why did it say dam twice? Obviously, we're talking about the blood. If you just makiv the blood, you brought it close to his bech. And you should say v'zorko and spray it. Why did it say blood again? But it says, ma tamalema, so why did it say again? Tamalema, dam dam. Why did it say twice blood? Shiachal, I would have thought, ainli ela elu, shenis adavit, ainli ela elu. I would have thought only these kabbonis are good enough. What about shenis arvu betmurasa? If it got mixed up, let's say, with something that is similar to it, af mechayim tikrev, and therefore, if this animal got mixed up with another, let's say, if one oiler got mixed up with another, you just don't know whose it is. What's a dim? We learned before. You bring up both oilers, and you just say whoever it is, the balbash should be yay to that oiler. Okay, so if that blood, if those blood got mixed up, the same thing. Just like if there had been alive, the animals mixed up wouldn't be a problem. So if the blood got mixed up, not a problem. How do you know the rabbi's toidu v'shlamim? How do you know to be marred if you have an oil that got mixed up with the toidu v'shlamim? How do I know that you can be marred, that you can still bring the blood? Marbani, I learn out toidu v'shlamim, because even though toidu v'shlamim is not exactly the same carbon. How do I know? Because toidu v'shlamim sheboyin b'nedev in a dovam. Because they still have some similarities. We had a machlekes in the Mishnah before. What do you do with the toidin oil that got mixed up together? If they are mixed up together. But when it comes to the blood, everyone agrees that you spray it on the mizbeah because you have no choice. There's no alternative. You can't let it wander about until it gets a. Then we had a machlekes. If you're allowed to bring kachel based absul, you're limiting the time. So we had one opinion that says you got to. Rav Shimon says, no, you no problem. You just bring them up and you limit the time. And then the Rabbanan says, no, you have to. Let it wander about, contract a mum, and then buy the new kabbonis with it. So even though it comes to a living animal, they don't mix, but when it comes to the blood, you will bring it up together. Why? Menayin, how do we know? Because it says, dam. Two kinds of blood, you still mix them up together. Menayin, l'rabbis is the osham. What about the oil that got mixed up with an osham? Which is, again, different as well. Marbani, osham, shetom, matan, dalit, kemoisa. Even though when it comes to the animal, would have been alive, we definitely would not have brought it together. Nevertheless, when the blood mixes up, we do bring them together because they're similar. They both have to spray four times. Okay, b'choyd, u'maisu, the pesach, and then got mixed up with the b'choyd, hainof got mixed up with maisa, hainof got mixed up with the pesach. Well, those are all kochim kalim. How do you know if it got mixed up with an oiler that you'll bring up the blood? Because if the animals would have been alive, you would have sold them, wait till you get them home. Tamad leime, dam. Twice down to tell you that any kind of two bloods of animals can make up together Now, my love, what's the case over here? Isn't the case talking about soif oila? You already brought up the oila first, the sprinkle of the blood. Now you have the remnants of the oila which has to go down the chute. But then you have a b'chayv which has to be sprinkled against the wall. And yet we learn dam that you can mix the two together. Doesn't that tell you that when it comes to the remnants of the blood, doesn't have to go directly down the chute? There's nothing wrong with putting it on the wall of the mizbeach, and then it slowly slides down. At the same place where you're going to bring the oil on the wall, that's the same place where you can bring the shrayim as well. Same place. So this is a raya to a baya and a kash, Rabbi Yosef. Loin, Rabbi Yosef is the same thing as before. Tchilas oil b'choy. And we're talking about here, who said we're talking about the remnants of the oil? We're talking about the first spraying of the oil and the first spraying of the b'choy. And that's why they're both valid against the wall. But takif would be the remnants of the oil which belongs down the chute. You couldn't do that, put it against the wall. If they mix together, you can't do anything with it. You have to toss it out. Because this belongs down the chute and this is against the wall. I was a chiddush, my kamashlon. What's a chiddush? The ein oilim evatn zezeh. That even though you have one carbon with more blood than the other, they don't cancel each other out. Where do you learn that from? Dam. So now we're learning it from three places. We learned it now for three places. We learned from Kodesh Haim, that's one brisa, that one doesn't nullify the other, even though it's a greater quantity. Then we learned it from Dam HaPar and Dam HaSoyer. Now we're learning from Dam. Learning from three different places. Didn't we learn that? Malakha, Madama Par, Madama Soyinavka, didn't we learn that from somewhere else altogether? So you might say, you're right, Tanoi. There's three opinions, or there's a number of opinions. Ika, the Navka Le Mahocha, the Ika, the Navka Le Mahocha. They're different Tanoi, learning from different places. Vahani Tanoi, so why do you have three different Tanoi learning the same halacha from three different places? The concept that Oilin are not Nevatl Zezah, that the Dam. The blood, the animal that has a greater quantity of blood does not nullify the other blood. That is a smaller quantity, and we need three from so can teach you the same thing. Why is that? So we want to understand like this. Why don't everybody agree to learn from the pasuk that you take the blood of the bull and the blood of the goat and you sprinkle them on his bech? Isn't that pretty clear? Why don't you learn from them? Because they learn. They hold that you don't mix the two blood. Where does the pasuk say you mix them? It just says take the blood from the bull, take the blood of the goat, and sprinkle them on his bech. However, separately, not together. Midam dum layal. Why doesn't everybody agree to learn from dum? They don't think it's a drasha. So just because that's why it's a pasuk dam doesn't give you the right to learn that means if you mix the two together and two disparate kabbanas, you still bring them up. Ella mikodesh heim, but kodesh heim, the very first pasuk we brought was said by b'chayr. Kodesh Haim, which is totally superfluous. So the Chayyid doesn't say Kodesh Haim, that regardless of they mixed up with others, Kodesh, my time of Le'yofi, how come they still argue and everyone agrees to that? Kesavi, because they hold, you know, when you do use the Rosh Kodesh Haim, that they are Kodesh, the original Chayyid is Kodesh. But if you make a swap, you do a Temura, the Temura Kodesh Haim, Haim Kraven, ain't Temura also Kraven. We had before the Gemara a few days ago, that a Temura has all the text on all the dinim of the original, but not by Pchayr, because if you make a Pchayr, a Temura by a Pchayr, it does not have all the dinim of a Pchayr. And either those who use the pasuk kodesh shame to teach you the blood does not outnumber the other blood. What are they? How do they know this din about tomorrow? Nafku, they learn not im shayr im se la Hashem who. Says the pasuk, who it and not what? Who karev ain't tomorrow's kreva? That the tomorrow will not be brought up. Let's just do Rashi here, where it says vahani tanoi stuff from here, right in the middle of the page. Lashon boy, it's a question. Vahana klasa tanoi di fligo. These three tanoim are arguing the mele of la'olin she'ema vatan zazeh that the kabbonas that the blood does not cancel each other. Mitlasa kroy to be three from sukim. Why? Bishleim akulim v'loka dama parmedama soyle yalfe. I understand why they don't all learn from this pasuk. Because how they hold today tanoi d'shmaitin. They hold that the other two tanoim hold ema arvin dam parve soyle and matan dam kamed bechmi. They hold that Yitaka didn't mix the two together. So therefore has no. Therefore, you cannot learn that oilim mevatn zezah or not. It has nothing to do with that. Umay v'loka medama parmedama. So you mazeh b'fnei atzmo, you mazeh b'fnei atzmo. You spray each one separately. You pluk to rabbi and rabbi yishib. That's human. And then, what about the second place? Damdam, the other two tanaim believe it's not drasha. Behind medamdam loy mashmul l'tana. They don't agree. They don't agree. Fine. Well, Kodesh Hem, the Chayit is clear. So we answer that they use the Kodesh Hem, teach another din altogether. Now, why? That the Kodesh Hem, the Chayit, was born of Chayit is Kodesh, but the Tmura that you add on later is not brought up on the Mizbech. Not coming to tell you that even if they mixed up, they remain the way they are. Tell you that what? That the Tmura is not brought up. Then you're right. Okay, Toshma coming here. We're still having this discussion. It says, Nosin Lamaila. We had before that you had a carbon that belongs on top of the chattas. That got mixed up with a carbon that goes in the bottom, which is the oil. And you had a machlekes, the Rabbi Lezer says, bring it all on top. And we had Rabbanan say, toss it all out. Rabbi Lezer says, that the oil part. Now, why could you treat it as if it's water? What about Lenin Lechidin consult? Is Elu Velu Moidim? Everyone agrees. She Yachze Vegitin Lemaila. Lemata. Everyone agrees whatever you did above is good enough. And now you only have to bring on the bottom. You have to bring only the bottom. Now, Eilu Ve'elu Oilun Lai, because now they're both good. Now, what's going on? L'chayit, if you already brought on top, what are you bringing from the chattas on the bottom? You're bringing only the remnants. And you'd bring in, and the oilu you're spraying against the wall. So we see clearly from here that the remnants can go against the wall as well. My love, the other chattas ve'oilu, we're talking about a case where the chattas got mixed up together, v'kivin, the yavla, myla. And since you already brought the chattas above, so what are you doing now for the below? It's on the Shiraim, Havil, who Shiraim, but Shiraim. Tony, we learned, Eilu Ve'elu Moedim, everyone agrees, she Yachze Ve'yitin Lamato Shmam, let's not tell you, that even though you're spraying it against the wall, and as far as the oil is concerned, it's good enough, but as far as the Chattas is concerned, the remnants have to go down the chute. Doesn't that show that the wall is good enough? Shmam, no, Mokum, Eilu, Mokum, Shiraim is good enough. Also, Rabbi Yisrael Omar, Amidi Barove, and as you saw, they say, Hocha Ma'eskina, you know what they're talking about over here? We're talking about a totally different case. We're talking about a chattas that belongs inside the Beis HaMikdash, chattas apinimis, and a chattas that, now chattas apinimis, you sprinkle the blood on the inner Mizbeach, and then the remnants you bring on the outer Mizbeach. Then you have a chattas, a chitzen, that belongs in the outer Mizbeach. If the two chattas got mixed up together, the shirayim of both chattas got mixed up together, the chattas apinimis shirayim got mixed up with the blood of the chattas on the outside, going the outer chattas, the outer chattas in the Gemara. Okay, we're talking about the blood of the outer chattas. The remnants of the blood of the outer chattas got mixed up with the blood, the initial blood of the chattas, which goes above the line. They got mixed together. Now, if you would have consulted the Rabbana, they would have said, look, this belongs below the line, it belongs above the line, so toss it out. And this was a carbon that was inside, so they're not really the same carbon. Because not only that, what are you doing? Since you got mixed up the remnants of the inner carbon with the chatz of the outer carbon, you're going to be spraying it on the corners of the mizbech, and the inner carbon, you already did the spraying already in the inner mizbech. You don't spray it a second time. You're supposed to throw the remnants down the chute. But so therefore, you're not supposed to, it's called loimim kaim, it's not in the right place. But if you already did it, so now, if you did the chayin consult, you did it above the line. So now you have two remnants. You have the remnants of the inner chattas, the remnants of the outer chattas. Therefore, everyone holds you can bring it together. They both belong in down the chute, and you actually pour it down the chute. You're not pouring it against the wall, like you thought. We're talking about an oily here, and you spring against the wall, and the remnants of the chattas. We're talking about the two remnants, and they pour down the chute. I say, what's the chiddush? So the Gemara, Omalei Abaye, so the Abaye, we'll see in a minute. So the Abaye, the name Mama, why don't you say you going to add the shirayim? Why are you telling us that the shirayim of the inner chattas got mixed up with the initial squirting of the outer chattas? Say the shirayim of the inner chattas got mixed up with the shirayim of the outer chattas, and therefore they both go down the chute, and that's it. It will be much easier to learn that. So the Gemara, Dimal Kamashon, there's a chiddush involved in it. There's a chiddush involved when you take the shirayim of the inner chattas and mix it with the blood of the outer chattas, which has to still be sprayed. There's a chiddush. Because even those who hold that the shirayim, we had a machlekes in the beginning of Masechta, the shirayim is ma'akev. If you don't do the pour out the remnants, it does it prevent the carbon being yaitze? The chiddush is that even according to those who hold that it does prevent, now l'chayda, all the entire contents of the blood has to pour down the chute. And over here, from the inner chattas, some of the blood was sprayed on top of the mizbeach, so not the entire remnants were poured down the chute. The chiddush doesn't matter. You don't need all the remnants. You don't need all of it. As long as some of it poured down the chute, that's good enough. Hakamash l'afil l'mandam b'shirayim ma'akvin chosru ma'akvin. Even though some of the blood is missing because you put it on top of the corner, it doesn't matter. The whole Masechta learning is full of mistakes. If it's by mistake. No comment. The question is whether he owes money to the owner of the animal or not. So if he did deliberately, yes. If he did it b'shegig, it's an argument.
That guy's all the way to even to the figure, and he thinks the wrong thought of that move is going to do it, because he's damaged there also.
Yeah. Yeah, Amalei Rav Tosva. So Rav Tosva, Ravina, I don't understand. Hakim Nai, he didn't. We learned the Mishnah, original Mishnah. We said that when you brought the, what happened was, we said it was 70% of the blood was a chatzah, 30% an oila. And we talked about, remember, we had a machlekes if you're mixing and not mixing, and we said that they hold you don't mixing. So 70% of the chatzah and 30% of the oila, and you brought on top 50%. So therefore, definitely you had a chatzah on top, and the bottom. We're doing the oil, that most of the blood, majority of the blood, was the 70%, was from the chatas that belonged above the line. The koyav lemaila sheta and you brought above the line a bit more than 50%, so therefore you have definitely the chatas blood is on top, definitely the whole chatas blood on top, and the whole thing is on top, yeah. So what do you, how do you get the chatas and shiraim over here? When did we learn that talking about a chatas and oila man omrumi kore ein bila? The one holds that the two kabbanas don't mix, so we had to explain how in the world does it happen. So therefore, we said that you had 70% chatas and 30% oila. But maskana, the conclusion of the matter was, because it's pligi, that we argued, they're not even talking about that the blood mixed up together. They're talking about two different cups. and therefore, and Rabbi Kaleza says, you bring both above. And then you bring below in the kosher, and if you didn't ask, everyone agrees that it's kosher. So therefore, and you can't be talking about a chatas and an oila, because if you're talking about a chatas and an oila, how can it be that if you brought it above, that it's kosher, an oila has to be brought below? So therefore, we're talking about a chatas chitzoni, chatas apimi. Next Mishnah. Those korbanos that has to be sprayed inside the chatas aprimi, and shenis arvu benitanim bechuzik, I mixed up with blood that has to be sprayed on the outside. What do? You use pchulama, you toss it out. We just throw it out, and we don't. Even though Rabbi Lezer argued in the previous case, doesn't argue over here. Rabbi Lezer in the previous case said, you know, you spray it, and you have in mind that the blood that doesn't belong there is like water. Here he doesn't say that. Why not? We'll soon see. Nosin b'chutz. What about if you took it, you placed it outside b'chaz nosin b'fneim, first you sprayed outside, then you went inside, kosher. But b'fneim b'chol l'chutz, if you did inside first, and the problem is, you're not allowed to take the blood from the outside carbon and bring it inside. But you went ahead, you went inside the base of Mikdash, and you sprayed the blood. Now, b'kiva poisels, you cannot use it outside anymore. Chum says it's kosher. If it's a regular carbon and you brought it inside, it's not the end of the world, because I ain't allowed to. That's what Moron Yechatas. So Kiva, I'm a kol adam b'nichlos chabe behechab song. Kiva holds any carbon you brought the blood inside is possible. And the Chum say chatas, but only a chatas. Rabbi Leza says, we had it before already, afa osham. The osham is like a chatas shenema, because we have a pasuk that says kachatas ke osham. Rashi in the Mishnah. Hanitonin b'fnim yichulama the leslan royin. They don't hold to the concept. Let's imagine that the blood that belongs inside, now you're spraying it outside like water. You're not allowed to change this in order to support that. The Gemara will ask, why is Rabbi Leza argue here? Say, imagine it's water. The Isle royin. He holds the concept of imagine. If you took the outer cardboard inside, you ruined it. I don't care what kind of carbon it is. As long as it's not a chatas. Except that the blood of a chatas got mixed up, because if you brought it inside, you ruined it. The mifslam shum b'chol chatas ashayuva. Medom we had in Shmini, it says in Pasuk chatas. Says the Gemara, v'niflig namer ablez b'ho. How can ablez b'nagav be here and say that we have the carbon where the very bottom of Pe'alf on base, two lines in the water. V'niflig nami. He just did.
I'm saying,
lost him to join us. Why doesn't Rabbi Leza argue? You got blood of a chattas in the chattas, and the blood of our chattas got mixed up, and you sprayed on the inside, and now sprayed on the outside, and imagine that the blood of the chattas is just like water, because you have no intention of spraying it in the bech, and make a kasher. Says the Gemara, hey, chilav, the problem is, what do you do? What do you do? Nesiv b'chutz v'hodol if nesiv v'chutz. Should be first do the outside carbon, because you know I'll bring the outside inside. So let's first take care of the outside one, and then we'll bring it inside. And when we do the outside one, we'll say that the inner blood is like water, And then we do the inner one. We'll say the outer like water. We have a problem. Just like we look at a pasuk, there's a mitzvah to bring to spray first the blood that's above the line, the chatas, before you do the below the line. Kach mitzvah lahagdim pnim lechuz, that the carbon that you bring inside gets priority of the carbon outside. Say can't chatchilu go and spray blood outside. Rashi. The last line of the page. Kishem shemitzel lahagdim oliyim v'tachtenim dam chatas ladam oila. The chatas comes before the oila. Kidam v'cholatad. We'll learn later on in Perek Cholatad. Kach mitzel lahagdim panim lechutz or pnim lechutz. The pnim has to come first. The pnim chashuv is more chashuv. Okay, back to the Gemara. So what should we do? So obviously we have no alternative. But v'nesiv lepnim v'hadin lechutz. Let's first bring the inside carbon and then the outside. The problem is that since they're talking about a chatas and the blood of a chatas that belongs outside, you bring it inside, it ruins the carbon. Kivanika chatas v'osham v'chinichnes damam psulin. As soon as you bring the blood in, it's possible lepsikale. Therefore, not all kabbanos can you have this remedy. It works. Sorry? That's right, exactly. That's by chatas. So therefore, a blood would have to then delineate and say, depends what kind of carbon it is. Is a chatas, then you can't, you have no remedy. But if it's a different carbon, you do. It's too many words, too detailed. They don't want to get involved. Rashi, nis nesib b'fnim v'hadin ez v'chud, ala ablezer shar dom mech mazecho, kshayt and eho, that any blood. Ablezer clearly says on Mishnah, chatas and ashram is the only problem, but all other kabbanas you're allowed to bring inside. Chut mit chatas v'ashram kinik tani, it says on Mishnah, kiven leke chatas v'ashram that you cannot bring in. Shim this arbu dom mam bet domim ha'primim, the blood of a chatas v'ashram external, gets mixed up with the inner chatas. Le'motzi le'meima, and you cannot bring it in. So le'motzi le'meima, you can't just say, yeyitim b'fnim, bring it inside, v'achikagim b'chutzim outside. Because you're going to ruin the carbon from outside. Therefore, you know what? He couldn't learn it because you have to then give all the details. It's an interesting question. Okay, so what's better? To throw the whole thing out? Or at least let's bring it inside and at least it'll be yaitz to the inner carbon. So you pass with the outer carbon. Why don't we just go ahead and bring the blood inside? Okay, the outer carbon has been ruined. The outer carbon has been ruined. But at least you saved the inner carbon. Otherwise, you toss the whole thing out. neither carbon is yaitzin. So it's actually an interesting thing. Because the difference is, you want us to passel it proactively, to bring it inside. We are passeling the outer carbon. If we just throw down the shoe, we're not passeling it. But if we're bringing it inside, we're going to passel it. And we don't want to passel the carbon. Better, and the way it works is when you pour it down, the remnants is you wait till it gets until it uber tsurasan, until it loses its ability to be brought in the bech, and then you pour down the shoot. The yifsu malay mishkolamba, we didn't ruin it; it's already ruined by itself. Even though we're losing a carbon. You always do. Shvicha dam, it doesn't have to be that. It doesn't have to be that, like sprinkling the blood.
No, but we're saying the whole thing is this blood. If you don't stir the blood around, it's going to congeal. It becomes a bit solid.
Yeah, yeah, but so, true. So but you don't have to stir it as much as spraying it. Yeah. As long as it's a little bit, and then you can take a spoon and pour it out. Whatever. You don't have the same. Yeah.
If this happens 3 in the afternoon, it gets dark at 6.
Yeah,
in 3
hours, you gotta make sure. So they got to make sure it doesn't happen. So you want to invite to few months. Omar Rabbi Yosef Shmuel. But Kiva says all kabbanas. Interesting example. Kiva says all kabbanas cannot be brought inside. If you ruin it, even though the pasuk says chatas, it means all kabbanas. It says mefesh the pasuk called chatas. It means all kabbanas. How do I know? Says the Gemara. Omar Rabbi Yosef Shmuel. I'll give you an example. The Talmud, there was a student that was pouring his master or his teacher hot water. And he said to Mizogli, why did you pour me hot water? Bameh, what do you want exactly I should pour you with? I mean, he's already pouring hot water. Aren't we already dealing with hot water? Achshav now, bein b'chamin, bein b'tzoynin. So obviously, we're talking about hot water. Why did he tell me to pour him again? Obviously, he meant I should change. I shouldn't have to use hot water cold. Same thing with Hachinami. Merdi b'chatas kinen. The whole parsha is talking about a karma chatas. And then the pasuk says, don't bring a chatas inside. What did you mention chatas for? Just say, don't bring it inside. So he's saying a chatas. Interesting. Even though you said chatas, you didn't mean chatas. You meant everything including chatas. He said, why say chatas again? It means all the kachim. Why did he say chatas? He meant everything else. What a way of speaking. Let's just do Rashi, and we'll stop here. Rashi... Moshe Rabbi Kiva, the Mashal Shah Kal Adomi Bechal, all other blood included. Kol Chatas Yiyu Medama Lama. So why does the Pasuk say Chatas? Lama Adavdomi Le Talmid Shemogle Rabbi Yemechaim. He's giving his mixing hot water with the wine. And then he asks, and then the Rebbe says, no, why don't you mix? He's doing it already. Why don't you mix? So he says, so what do you want me to mix? I said, the master says, the teacher tells him, aren't we dealing with hot water? If I'm still telling you, go ahead, hot, don't you have to chapsi? Be smart. You have to realize that if I wanted exactly what you're doing, what I have to tell you, mention you again for. Obviously, you don't have to do only what I'm doing. You can change, you change the warm water, cold water. If I would have just said, continue pouring, you would know, it means hot. Now that I say hat, if I say hat, I mean anything. If you're already involved in something, there's no point in mentioning it again. There's no point in mentioning it again if you're talking to him. If I am mentioning it, even though it sounds like I'm telling you to do the same, then why not mention it? Obviously, I mean to add something. Okay, you want to continue with this? Continue with this. But you don't have to. You want to do something else? Do something else. Even though I'm saying the same things, as if I'm saying, if you want to, Dafka, you're asking me what you should do. What do you have to ask me for? I'm telling you, continue pouring and you're already doing hot water, so obviously continue the hot. So why are you asking me? So I'm telling you, as if I'm saying to you, if you want to do, continue with the hot, fine, continue with the hot. In other words, what am I saying? But I don't really care what it is. You can use hot, you can use cold. Same with chatas. We're talking about chatas. Why mention the chatas? Must be hachisin merdi bechatas kinin va'osi kula pasha the whole thing about chatas. So chatas the kasher rachman olamli. Why to say if you bring a chatas inside lichta v'im yuvim medam if you brought it inside el hachikam el lav chatas luchugamina. It's not only chatas. Anything el lav chatas kishar kachim. The chatas will be like any other kachim. Mashi yuvim all kachim. If you bring it inside ruins it. Leitema you shouldn't think chatas leitis. You would have thought all. Kachim compostle, but maybe chatas is different. You know why chatas you would think is different? Because there is a certain carbon chatas that's brought inside. All other kabanas you don't bring inside, except the chatas. There's a chatas apnimi on Yom Kippur. So I would have thought since by chatas there is a carbon you brought inside, maybe any chatas you bring inside, it's not the end of the world. So lo yivso came between the chatas and the chatas apnimis, and the chiddush is now that all chatas are included. Okay, tomorrow.